Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush, he played for keeps. The enemy was all around, didn't Charlie ever sleep. Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back, he was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, cause we still feel the pain of a thousand wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his golden numb, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. He's walking with us on the last patrol.
The Last Patrol Radio Show is a program dedicated to my brothers and sisters who have and to those who are now serving America in the U.S. military, the police and security, firefighters and EMS. This is a veterans-to-veterans ministry. By God's grace, we're here to serve and to help bring the truth to you through the Word and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Ted Marshall. I served as a dog man, that is a canine handler, in the U.S. Air Force Security Police in the Vietnam War. I know that the bond we as veterans have is very special, and we can talk to each other. This program is for you and your family. Let us ask for guidance from our Lord to inspire and to hear from Him on how much He loves you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The Last Patrol Radio Program is a Talk to Vets ministry, hosting guests from the Christian veterans community and the caring and loving people who bring information, loving gratitude for all of you who are our nation's finest treasure. Here in the home of the brave, you are the brave in that home. You and I have a lot to share on subjects we can learn from. Using the Perfect Operations Planning Manual, the POPM, also known as the Bible. Heart to heart, vet to vet, patriot to patriot, welcome home. The Last Patrol is about realizing that we have a mission that we're being called to. Each of us has a special place in this patrol. We have and are now continuing specialized training for this task and mission. This is a highly motivated and extremely skilled operations team with overpowering strength, courage, and leadership support. The air power as well, the universe knows none is awesome. The ground troops are all in the army of the Lord. We are God's warriors. Who can stand against us? Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3:5-6. Walk with us on the last patrol. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Ted Marshall with the Last Patrol Radio Show. We have as guests today some outstanding people in our community, and they have a project that they're working on, that they've been working on for quite a while, and we're going to let you talk to them, and we're going to let you listen to them as we talk to them. Mike Odell and Susie Martis, am I saying that right, Susie?
Martinez.
Martinez, okay. I can't spell very well. Thank you, Susie, for joining us, and Mike is a man that I've known for quite a few years now. I've been involved with the Vietnam Veterans of America, and he has an organization called Veterans Helping Veterans. I just want to say, before we start our discussion with Mike and Susie, thank you, Mike, for all that you do. And there was a statement that's on Mike's webpage that kind of says it all when it comes to where this is coming from. Mike says, serving in the military was supposed to be a short-term commitment, but helping my brothers in arms became a lifelong journey. He quotes, I'm quoting, I'm so fortunate to be able to impact the lives of others, and while partnering with some of the most passionate and driven philanthropists and veterans in Hillsborough County. Mike Odell. Mike and Susie, welcome to our show. Mike, if you would, can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I was raised in New York, a little town by the name of Cold Spring on the Hudson River, directly across the river from West Point Military Academy. So growing up, I used to go by there all the time on the river, and decided that when it was time, I was going to go in the Navy because I enjoyed the water so much. And went in the Navy in 1971 at 17 years old, and was medically retired in January of 73.
Mike, your service to our country at that time during the Vietnam War is an important thing that we need to let people know. That when we, at that time, I went in 1970 also, but at that time, the country was involved in the Vietnam War. The draft was on. Took a special person to enlist and not wait to be drafted, but to actually stand up and say, you know, I'm going to serve. And I, before we go any further, I want to thank you for that and thank you for your service to our country, Mike.
Thank you.
Susie, if you give us a little bit about your military background. And by the way, she's the smartest of all the whole group here. She's Air Force.
Well, I'm the daughter of a Vietnam veteran, uh-huh. And I also joined the military when I was 18 years old. I served in the Air Force for 19 years, 6 months, and 3 days. Who's counting?
And
when I retired, I decided that my passion was also helping veterans.
Thank you so much for your service. My gosh, 19 years. That's incredible. That's great. And tell us, what was your job in the Air Force?
I was a dental assistant. I worked in a hospital.
Great. Great. I happen to have a guy up here in Pasco County who was a dental technician that's also works for the county as a veterans counselor. And it's something how veterans know that other veterans need help. And even after our service, as Mike said in his quote, there's a passion in there. There's a passion for all of us that understand. Mike, have you found, and tell us if you were a little bit about your organization, Veterans Helping Veterans.
Well, for many years, I was out there trying to do the right thing to help our veterans in need, homeless, and those that were struggling trying to pay their bills. And I would, because of my involvement in the community, we'd get phone calls, and I would go around to other organizations trying to get financing from them to help veterans that had issues with making payments on various things, cell phones, rent, car payment, water bills, all that type of stuff. So I would go out and try to get monies from various organizations to help with that problem. And the issue was is that the veterans, being the proud people that they are, would wait till the 13th hour to reach out to me. So they were already getting late notices or trying to hide their car or whatever when I got these calls. So I would have to jump through hoops to go around to these organizations begging for money. So that made me finally stop procrastinating and go start up my own organization so I could reach out to the organizations for donations and to the community at my convenience so that I would have the money in there to write the check when it was necessary to do so.
Mike, we first met when you were president of the Vietnam Veterans of America here at the Tampa chapter. It was remarkable the things that chapter was doing to help raise money and to help support veterans causes. You're still connected with those guys, and it's a great group of folks. Tell me.
Yes, I didn't go far. I went from being the president for almost 6 years to vice president, so I didn't move too far.
Well, we're so glad that you're still involved with that group. Tell us, I also, Susie, how did you get involved with Veterans Helping Veterans?
Mike and I were active in several different organizations together, the American Legion Writers, the American Legion, VFW, AMVET. And we crossed paths often enough, and I really admired the work he was doing with veterans. He actually seemed to help more than many of the larger organizations. He helped the individual more than just raising funds. He was actually out there interacting with veterans on a daily basis, and the assistance I saw him providing showed me that this was something that I wanted to get involved with and help him with the administrative side, the fundraising side, so that he could continue to be there at that last minute when that veteran needed it before their power was going to be cut out or the water was going to be turned off and their car taken. So So I thought that this was a great way to help in the community.
Mike and Susie, you mentioned one of the things that caught my attention. There are some large organizations out there that do good work. As you were saying, Michael, that the veterans sometimes are too proud to go to these organizations to ask for help. I think because the largeness of these organizations, there's a bureaucracy also that slows any kind of immediate help down. It has to go through so many hoops and people giving it the go-ahead for that to happen. But by trimming all that down and just having one person, yourself and Susan, that's going to say, okay, yes or no, we're going to help, and we're going to help as quickly as we can, I think has streamlined it and has made it really a special forces team that can parachute in and be there right there when it's needed. That is so commendable. That needs to be done, I think, even on a broader scale in every community. Tell us, you guys, what is your plan of action to reach out?
Well, are you talking about reaching out to the community for support? Or
yes, both. Let's talk about community for support, and let's talk about reaching out to get other veterans to do this also in their own communities.
Well, the first plan of attack is to try to reach out to organizations to be one of our partners, where they will just automatically put it in their budget so that annually they will donate, regardless of how much it is, any little bit helps. So that's been my goal, to start doing that, and I have several organizations that are now doing that on a yearly basis. And it makes it a lot easier when you don't have to keep going back to the same people, where they can just, believe in what you're doing and be part of it by making that donation to you without you having to go back and do the same thing year after year after year. It allows me to spend more time going after other organizations to be able to build the funds up even more so, when I don't have to go back to the same organization all the time, year after year.
Are a lot of referrals from veterans that are reaching out to you, are they coming from these other organizations because they're spreading the word also about what you're doing and that they can use you as a resource to help immediately?
Yes, there's organizations that people will reach out to, and for whatever reason they'll tell them that they don't have the funds or they can't do it in the timely manner that they need it have done, and they'll give them our phone number to call us, and we get it done.
Well, the second part of the question that I had on that, either Susie or Mike can answer, how could this be spread throughout the country? How could this be an organized situation where it's just not the local community, but you could have other people part of your organization in other communities? Has that been approached?
No, we haven't reached out to other areas. We're still building ours here and concentrating on trying to get everything squared away in Hillsborough County as far as taking care of our veterans. Maybe if someday, if someone approaches me or I go to a national meeting or something that they would like me to speak at, I would, let them know how we went about doing it and how we do it. But I don't believe that we're at that stage at this point.
Okay. Tell me, how can this community help you now?
The best way for the community to be able to help us is that any donation of any kind whatsoever is greatly appreciated, whether it's, $5 or $500, it all adds up. So, individuals can donate to us. A lot of places that people work, they can sign up where they have automatically deducted from their payroll. They can put us in there, Hillsborough County Veterans Helping Veterans, and it can come to us if they believe in what we're doing and that we're doing things the right way. Just for the record, so people know, I don't even take reimbursements for all the fuel that I use for running all over Helm Creation. So it's, every bit of this money goes right back to the program of helping our veterans.
That's one of the things that I've noticed, and I've really, this is 100% benefit. This is something that when you do your fundraisers and so forth, you are a licensed 501c3. How many charities or how many organizations like this can actually say that, it's 99.9% of that money goes to helping the veterans?
there's none out there that I'm aware of.
Susie.
Yes? And,
yes. No. This organization, and I understand that you're helping with the fundraising, you're helping with everything that can be done to make this thing work. What do you see in the future? What do you see that is really needed? How can people help you guys out? Not just only monetarily, but what other ways can they help also?
By letting other people know that we exist.
Mm-hmm.
There are other organizations that do some of the same things, like Mike said, but they are not able to do it in a timely fashion. So one thing would be helpful is if there were more organizations that were willing to help in a pinch. What we do is we stopgap.
Mm-hmm.
If VA can't help the veteran, or if all the other veteran service organizations, we're not the first stop, we're the last stop. When they really are going to lose their home, or they're going to lose their car, or they're going to lose their power, they don't have a place to live. I don't know if you are aware that we help homeless veterans with hotel bills. When they can't come up with the funds and they're going to be kicked out, they're calling us minutes before the time runs out,
mm-hmm.
before they're going to be kicked out of these places.
That was something I forgot to mention. But now that we're on that roll, please give us a complete idea of how much is needed right now in our county. What does a budget look like for next year that you think that you, would be wonderful to have that you could help you out tremendously?
I already shot the budget for this year. I got so many calls from the VA in this month alone that we've already spent several thousand dollars reaching out to veterans that need, and we're not done with the month yet. So I would imagine that we're probably going to go through about $3,000 before everything is said and done just in the month of January.
Folks, we need to help. We need to get a hold of them and help any way we can and quickly. If the budget's being shot this quick, I know it's been a cold month this past month, and we don't want any of our veterans to be out there in the cold. First of all, we don't want their power to be cut off. We don't want them to be going hungry. Mike had mentioned also the veterans are proud. It's hard for them to reach out. That delay that before they reach out, it's a desperate time. It's a time that people are going to see. They're minutes away. Susie was saying they're minutes away from losing their home, losing the power, losing their car, losing these things. Mike, we need to reach out to other organizations, and I hope through this broadcast, I hope through this talk that we're having with Mike and Susie, that people will realize that this community has some people that are hurting. Before we do anything, we need to make sure that the charities or the folks that are out there trying to help, that we can support. A veteran helping veterans. Veterans will talk to other veterans, which is really a door opener for Mike and Susan. They're going to be able to talk to Susan. They're going to be able to talk to Mike. And they know they're talking to another brother and sister. And they're, as I found, as a pastor, they're more likely to open up to us and tell us what's going on. Mike, give us some ways that they can contact you.
I just wanted to bring one,
sure.
one thing up before I forget, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Susie and I are both also advocates for our veterans.
Mm.
We don't just do financial things. We are a mouthpiece for those that don't speak up for themselves. Susie's been very involved with helping the women veterans, and I've been very involved for many years. Sit on the board at the James Haley VA to bring up issues at the hospital and to bring up other issues of things that are going on with veterans, that they will reach out because they know that I will speak up for them.
That's very true. I want you to know, Ted, I was sitting in a civic organization,
mm-hmm.
and there was a veteran's family member, a wife, who was having an issue with her husband with PTSD, and I was getting ready to start to tell her about our organization to see if we could advocate for this family, to see if they could get the help that they needed and the services,
mm-hmm.
benefits from the VA, when someone sitting nearby heard us talking. They started getting out a card. It was a business card of an organization that helps veterans. It was one of our other board members who was so actively advocating for this organization that they'd already heard about it. They were trying to tell this veteran's wife about our organization.
That's outstanding. That's
And he was very new to our board of directors. Uh-huh. I want to say Vince Cardella was getting the word out about veterans helping veterans, and it was just nice that other veterans, again, they do talk to each other, mm-hmm. and they do let other people know who they think is going to be out there advocating for them and helping them and trying to get them what they need before the time runs out or before there's incidents in the family that break up families. Or
mm-hmm.
so it's really nice to know that the word is getting out. We just need to keep talking about it.
We have a unique community here in Hillsborough and Pasco and this area in Polk County area. We have a lot of veterans living in this area. A lot, more than any other part of the state of Florida, with MacDill Air Force, of course, Air Force Base there, and the Joint Services Command, and just a lot of folks decide after their tours in their military to come to Tampa and make a home out of it. But also we have a lot of veterans that run into problems, and they run into situations, and they don't really know who to ask for help. But the help is there. And this organization, Veterans Helping Veterans, is key. I'm going to ask you guys something. I would like to be able, maybe once every 2 months or so, or whatever you guys feel comfortable with, just to get a progress report and any particular things that you would like to talk about, any particular events that you're going to be at or places that you're going to be speaking, and also offer that you guys would come and be guest speakers at different organizations. Even for maybe 15 minutes, whatever you guys need to come back on the program and just keep us updated what's going on. I want you guys to feel that anything that you need that we can help you with, we will do.
Sounds like a great idea, Ted.
I think this way also, well, we really want to help you guys. I know you guys. I know Mike. I know what you're doing is coming from a heart of service. People, we need to help support folks like this. We need to help people that can actually key in to where the problem is and be able to solve the problem fast, not have to wait for a month or 3 weeks or 4 weeks or to the next meeting of the organization so they can bring it up to be voted on. No, this is something that needs to happen now. And so also as the advocates of veterans, I'm sure that people don't realize what an advocate's job is, to stand for those that don't know where to go, don't know who to talk to, have reached the limit of their abilities to be able to solve these problems, to solve an issue, because they've been told no, or they've been giving misinformation, or don't know to begin with where to find the right information and what to do. Mike, are you finding a lot of the veterans out there are older and in the situation where they don't know what to do? Are they younger? Give us an idea. What are we seeing? A mixture of both, or overall, what are you seeing?
It's all over the place.
Uh-huh.
From our young veterans to our older veterans, some that have just gotten out of the military that have not been able to get a job, that are struggling. So we see it from one end to the other, right through to World War II veterans that I've helped.
Susan, you mentioned that a lot of women veterans out there, there's a way to reach out. And I know one of our dear friends, and I know you know her too, Colonel Linda Pugsley, who was a nurse, a Vietnam nurse, and she's reaching out any way that she can, you know, through our ministries. But there's
a very wonderful woman in our veteran community.
Mm-hmm.
Her story about her service in Vietnam and her mission now to help other veterans is really helping. She's been one of our guest speakers at mm-hmm. several events that we do. We also advocate for veterans who are faced with suicidal ideation and family members who are left behind after a veteran commits suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And her story is out there. And it reaches your heart whenever you hear Linda speak.
She's definitely a person that's in the trenches with those that need spiritual help and just to have somebody to listen.
You know, many years ago, I'm still a member of the Last Patrol, and you know, our group of veterans does a remembrance performance of a patrol in Vietnam at special events. And this is probably, I've been with him for almost 30 years now with the last patrol. Boy, that's a long time. But when we first met Linda, just a quick story. When we first met Linda, I was in the last patrol. And we were up in an event at Medard Park, I think it was. And the last patrol was performing there. And I saw a Army medium tent set up on the side and had all kinds of nursing equipment and so forth in it. And this is probably going back 15 years, maybe almost 20 years. As I saw the lady standing there in the OD green and with a stethoscope, and I knew she was a nurse. I knew she was a nurse. And as we walked by, she was standing by the tent, and everybody in the patrol just walked up and gave her a big hug before we did our performance. And then when we came back, we made sure we stopped by and gave her a big hug. And that was the first time I met Linda. She made an impression on me, a big impression, because that's a time before I really, I was saved, but I really wasn't serving Christ. And through her leadership, her example, and through her, I guess, taking me under her wing, and for almost 5 years, her tutelage, eventually I became a pastor, and I just wanted to thank her publicly for that. She's a remarkable person, and we have some outstanding people here in this community that care, that are doing things that are way above and beyond what you would normally feel. That's for military folks. That's a common thing. We need to reach out to more of the brothers and sisters out there that not only need help, but those that can help, those that can spread this word out and reach people and be able to know that there's some lifelines out there. There's some lifeguards out there that are standing on that front can maybe help. I want to thank you guys for joining us again. Susan, back to what we're talking about. What do you see as some of the problems that the women veterans are having when it comes to going to organizations, VFWs, American Legions, and different veterans organizations like this? For many years, they were kind of, and even Linda had spoke about that, were kind of shunned and said, well, you can join the auxiliary, but that was wrong then, and I don't think that happens anymore. I hope it doesn't. But
occasionally, I want you to know that most women veterans are not recognized as veterans. Mm-hmm. They ask, was your husband in the military? Before they even think about the women being in the military. Folks don't always look at a woman. You can be at the VA hospital mm-hmm. and still be asked, where's your husband? Instead of asking if you're the veteran.
I'm as guilty of that as anybody else is, because mm-hmm. it's such a small percentage of women that serve. When you think about the small percentage of men that served in this country, and then the little tiny bit of that women serve.
10% of the veteran population is female.
Right.
Wow.
So it's, you just, when you meet these women, you just don't think of, that they're the ones that served.
Our national commander for the American Legion, when she went to her first American Legion to join, they told her that they didn't want her. They didn't want a woman in their organization.
I am so sorry to hear that. I know as Vietnam veterans, when we came back, I know in my hometown, the VFW and the American Legion pretty much turned their backs on the veterans and the Vietnam veterans. And that's why organizations like the Vietnam Veterans of America got started, because of that very reason.
Right.
And it was a long time before these organizations started to say, hey, please, we need you, we need you, we need you. And we're doing everything in the world because their World War I and World War II veterans and Korean veterans were dying off. And their organization was doomed to fail if it didn't reach out to us. By that time, most of the folks had experience with the Vietnam Veterans of America and other organizations that we started, like the Vietnam Dog Handlers Association and different things like this that I was involved with. We had a kind of a jaundiced eye when we looked at it, but I know some people that are in our patrol and some of the other folks that have reached out and eventually become commanders of these organizations and made a big difference. Susie, I want to reach out to the women veterans out there that mean so much to all of us. And nowadays, in Vietnam, they were nurses and medical staff. But nowadays, we've got women out there on the front lines. The Air Force Security Forces have women canine units out there. The Marines have canine units out there. And they're on the front line, folks. They deserve the respect. And not only
women pilots.
And that's right, women pilots. Yeah, even there's all types of service that the women are doing that is not being really shown. And I don't understand this. I don't understand why some of the I don't want to get on my soapbox on that, but it seems that those women organizations that claim they're for women are not showing us who the real heroes are in the women's movement. The real heroes are the ones that are wearing the camouflage. There's the heroes right there. And if you're looking for future leaders, thank God we finally have some that have made it to Congress. And one of them was a fighter pilot. Thank God that people are starting to realize that there is a wealth of knowledge, a wealth of leadership, and a wealth of possible progress that can be made, positive progress, I mean, meant to say, that can be made by reaching out to those who have served, and especially our women military. They're the best. They're the best that there is. Okay, I'm off my soapbox, guys.
two more things I would like to bring up.
Sure.
Before one is, if there is anybody in your audience that writes grants for a living that would like to help us to try to write a grant for the government, I know that there's millions of dollars that are available to help our homeless veterans issues. But we just don't have anybody that has that knowledge to, number one, find the grants that are available and to write them. I've reached out to our politicians in the area, still waiting to hear back from somebody that was supposed to do some research to find that out, and I'm still waiting.
Mm.
I won't mention which office it is because I don't want to get involved in politics, but that's the type of things you deal with. That's why we have to have our veterans to try to go to the organizations that are federally funded first, if there's time, so that they're not depleting our little bit of money that we bust our butts to collect and to fundraisers to help our veterans that need the help right now. The other thing I want to bring up is that I can't remember whether it's the third time or the fourth time that I was honored by being put in for the Lightning Charity Foundation award of the $50,000 grant to an organization. But your audience could keep us in the prayers that maybe that will help us to get it this time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Do some contact information real quick if we can, Susie. How can we reach veterans, helping veterans?
We have a Facebook presence. We have a Facebook page. It's called Hillsborough County Veterans Helping Veterans. We have an internet web page, and it's, again, Hillsborough County Veterans Helping Veterans. And then there's telephone numbers. My number is 813-842-4460. And any veteran can call me, but especially if there's women veteran that would prefer to work with a woman, they're more than happy to give me a call and see what we can do here. Mike does most of the leg work in our organization. I'm going to let you give his phone number.
813-765-2706.
We encourage everybody out there to take these numbers down. We will put them on our website also. And also, we will put this broadcast on our website that it can be used and rebroadcast and sent anywhere it needs to be going. And I want to make sure that you guys know this, that once I finish and make this broadcast available to you as quickly as I can, put it on your website, send it to all your friends, anybody that can. Let's make this thing, as they say, go viral if we can. Connect it to your website. Whatever you need to do, you have my permission to do this. We need to get this word out. This is a great organization. Two outstanding people of service that are trying to help. One of the other things I wanted to bring up is fundraising. You have a golf tournament that happens, is it once a year that you have the golf tournament?
Once a year in the fall. We've had the last two that we've done have been in MacNeil Air Force Base because I think it's an appropriate place to have it for what we do. This year we're talking about whether we're going to go back there or whether we're going to try to do it elsewhere because it's a little difficult because of having to get driver's license in early and all that stuff for people to get access to the base. Makes it a little difficult. So we didn't have a lot of golfers last year, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Financially, we still did okay, but we were sure hurting for golfers last year.
Well, maybe this next year that we will, I have the idea of maybe doing a live broadcast out there during that event and getting people to come by and talk to us while we're out there. And before the event, we'll try to pump it as much as we can out here to get the word out for you folks for what's going on. We've got about 10 more minutes, and before we have to go, Mike, you're one of the neat things that Hillsborough County has, and is the Veterans Park and the Veterans Services that they have out there at the park. Is your information out there? And can folks, if they get out, if they're out there at the park, can they go into that service center out there? And are those people, do they know how to get in contact to you?
Yes, there's everybody out there knows me.
Yes.
There should be some of my business cards out there, but you can pretty much ask anybody for my information and they would be able to give it to you.
Good, good. So some folks are in the, I know they're in conditions that they don't have cell phones or they don't have internet. And we just want to let you know that there is a place that you can go to if you're out in that area or have somebody go by and pick up that information for them.
Just so people know that have not been out to our Veterans Park,
mm-hmm.
it's a wonderful place just to go and chill. It's so serene out there. It's on the Tampa Bay Canal. It's got big, beautiful grandfather oak trees. There's charcoal grills out there where you can go out there and have a picnic and enjoy yourself. Picnic benches throughout the park besides all of our wonderful memorials that we have out there. The first phase of our buildings has been dedicated and open, and the Veterans Affairs office is out there now, and there's some other county officials that are out there as well, and there's going to be more community involvement that's going to be going out there, including James Haley VA is going to have someone out there in the near future. So if people have any questions, complaints, whatever, there'll be somebody there to talk to directly from the hospital as well.
Mike and Susie, that is a wonderful park. It's a very special place in all of our hearts, and I want to thank you for the invite for March 24th. That happens to be on my birthday, and you know how much I appreciate what you guys have done out there at that park, and especially when it comes to what you've done for the Canine Corps and remembering our
We love having both you and Linda out there anytime that your schedules allow it to be out there with us.
Well, thank you so much. Susie, any last words before we go? Anything that you would like to talk about that's on your heart and how we can reach?
Well, anybody who hasn't been out to the park, make sure you bring a camera if you show up. There are so many beautiful memorials out there. I think that you would really benefit from taking some time to sit out there and reflect on the people who have served before us. One thing I wanted to talk about was women veterans issues. Women are actually more affected by homelessness, suicide, unemployment, and other issues than male veterans. And it's something that we need to work on. There are homeless shelters in the area for women veterans, and we need to make sure that women are treated with respect when they're in these situations. They're already down and out, and they need to make sure that all facilities that serve women veterans treat them with the respect that they deserve according to their service.
Amen. Amen on that. We hope that the folks that are listening to us out there today will take the time to help any way they can. Spread the word about this organization, Veterans Helping Veterans, Hillsborough County's Veterans Helping Veterans. Mike O'Dell and Susie Martinez, these are folks that We need to help. We need to reach out in any way that we can. Above all, folks, this is the real deal. These folks are dealing with issues that need to be dealt with now. They're dealing with, as we said before, these are our first line of help. Seems to be, has to rely on immediate, quick triage is them. They're going to be able to not only figure out if it's financially, but also as an advocate. Somebody that can, some folks that can go out there and stand up for those whose voice has been muffled, who cannot stand for themselves. As veterans, we never leave somebody behind. It's ingrained in us that we're not going to leave somebody behind, that we're going to help any way that we can. Service does not stop, as Mike said in the quotes that we quoted, does not stop after your service to the country. Because we still have a service to each other. And that service is the brotherhood and sisterhood of American veterans.
See? Mike and I would like to remain active voices in making a positive impact in our communities, mm-hmm. to overcome the disparities while inspiring changes still necessary to accomplish the vital mission of properly caring for the veterans in our community.
Are you guys were you guys available to speak to other organizations? And
yes, definitely. Either one of us, whichever they would like to have, mm-hmm. Whether it be a women's club, and they would like to have Susie go there, or a Rotary Club, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Church, we will go any place that anyone would like to hear what we have to say and what we're doing to help in the community.
So important that folks that are in these organizations that mentioned in the other organizations that are out there, here's some unique speakers that can come in and speak. And come in and talk to issue that needs to be spoke of. We implore you to call them up. You can reach Susie at 813-842-4460. Mike, you can reach at 813-765-2706. Once again, Susie's number is 813-842-4460. And Mike's phone number is 813-765-2706. Thank you guys for joining us today on the show. Before we go, I would like to just say this. There are all kinds of people out there with all kinds of ideas. It is those that put those ideas into meaning, into service, and those that have the heart to serve others. You see, I believe that the Lord puts a special heart and a special care for those that want to help other folks, legitimately really want to help. They're not looking for community awards. They're not looking for acclimates. They're looking just to get help to help other folks. That's truly a service that is God-sent. And I thank you, Lord, for these two fine people, for Mike O'Dell and Susie Martinez, because their spirit is one of yours. Their spirit is to help and to serve those that are less fortunate than ourselves. They are here because God put them here. You guys may not know this, but I think the Lord has put you here to do exactly what you're doing now. Trust in Him. And we all trust in that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. And He will guide our path. And He will direct what He needs us to do. And I just want to say a big amen and a big thank you and a big praise for what you guys are doing. And please, folks, help them.
Thank you, Dad.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. We are looking forward to seeing you guys real soon. And we'll do this again quickly. You know, within the next month, let's do this again. And let's get this organization the help that it needs. And through that, and through the Lord, all things are possible. Thank you so much for being on the Last Patrol Radio Show.
Thank you for having us.
Have a great day.
You too. Reverend John Steer has graciously let us use his music anytime we want to. And on this program, his music is from veteran, a war veteran, a highly decorated veteran, and also a man that sacrificed so much for this country. But as a reverend, he stands tall. Just think that this is an appropriate song for what we've just talked about. about veterans helping veterans, but not only that, about what the Lord can do for all of us. We need to sit back and just relax for a second, and please listen to Reverend John Steer.
Lord, my battle scars are many, my medals must be few, for in the midst of conflict raging, so often I've failed you. But somehow you kept me standing, picked me up each time I'd fall. You don't cast out wounded soldiers, you just love them through it all. One day all the soldiers will go home. We'll cease fighting, for the battle will be won. As the captain says, well done, you fought the fight, the race is won. Wounded soldier, the war is over. At times the flesh is weak, so often I have begged your grace, lest I go down in defeat. But Lord, I recall that battle that was fought by you alone. As your blood flowed from that rugged cross, our victory was won. For the battle will be won. As the captain says, well done, you fought the fight, the race is won. Wounded soldier, the war is over.
You know, not all soldiers that are wounded get a purple heart. And not all soldiers that are wounded that you can see an outward appearance of a wound. PTSD is a real problem. Veterans are, the newer veterans that are suffering from this, there's a surprising rate of suicide that's going on. And it's unacceptable. A lot of the older veterans, the ones from Korea, in Vietnam, PTSD for years and years, and did not know what it was, and why they were feeling so hurt inside, and so that something was not right. That something was definitely had been damaged. Nowadays, they're of course that now that they just because they've labeled it doesn't mean that it's something that is can be cured just by a label. It has to be dealt with. I know the power of Jesus Christ. I know that through our Lord, nothing is impossible. And I know above everything else, when that heart is wounded, and I'm talking about the spiritual heart, the heart of your soul is wounded, no physician, no clinic, no great surgeon can fix it. There's only one way that can be fixed. And that's through the love and the grace of our Savior Jesus Christ. The saying that you hear is so prevalent when we hear the words welcome home. For years, Vietnam veterans never heard that. We only heard it from each other. It was kind of a special saying that we had to each other because we knew that that's something that our hearts needed to hear. as something that deep down inside our soul had missed. And that was the welcome home from those that did not appreciate or did not know the sacrifice and the wounds that we carry. Today, thank you for your service is the catchphrase for all the folks that are talking and thanking our veterans. And I praise God for that. Thank you so much for those that say it and mean it, that they're not just mouthing or parroting something that they've heard in the past. We have a very special bond to veterans that we owe an allegiance to, and our country does. But there's also a very special bond that we need to show the veteran that they can have, and that is with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Through Him, all things are possible. Through Him, there is healing. Through His grace, there is love. And through that love, you will be welcomed home.
Come and listen in to the radio station where the mighty host of heaven sing. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on. If you want to hear the songs of Zion coming from the land of endless spring, get in touch with God, turn your radio on, turn your radio on, and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on, heaven's glory share. Turn your lights down low, and listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God, turn your radio on. Brother, listen in to the Glory Land chorus. Listen to the glad Hosanna's roll. Radio on, turn your radio on. Get a little taste of joy awaiting, get a little heaven in your soul. Get in touch with God, turn your radio on. Turn your radio on, and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on, heaven's glory share. Turn your light with God. Turn your radio on, turn your radio on, and listen to the music in the air. Turn your radio on, heaven's glory share. Turn the lights down low, and listen to the Master's radio. Get in touch with God, turn your radio on.
Hi, this is Pastor Ted Marshall. Thank you for listening to The Last Patrol Radio Show. The Last Patrol Radio Show is a production of Veterans Radio Ministries. Veterans Radio Ministries is a ministry of Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida. You can reach us by going to veteransradioministries.com. Again, that's veteransradioministries.com. If you'd like to contact us, please do so. Thank you for supporting and thank you for listening to The Last Patrol Radio Show. Tell your friends about it. Email your friends about it. Text them. Twitter, tweet, whatever you do, but spread the word of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to The Last Patrol.
We were proud to call him brother. We were proud of what he'd done. Would it have been any different if America had won? Not too late to thank him or tell him that you miss him. You can tell him that you love him, touch his name upon the wall. One of a million unsung heroes who stood.
word goes untold. He left this building numb, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking away.